If you look closely, you can see grapevines growing all over North Florida. And if you're lucky, you may even find some grapes. I'm not a professional forager, so I called up the closest people I could find.
My name is Darren Kimbrell, co-executive chef of the Miccosukee Root Cellar.
I'm Erica Lippi, co-executive chef of the Miccosukee Root Cellar.
Officially, they're muscadines. Scuppernong is actually a variety of muscadine, usually a bronze variety. It's a thick vine, especially at the base, almost like a tree. The leaves tend to be, or the leaves are, heart-shaped.
How do you tell when they're ready?
They're going to be, like, not too squishy, because that means they've started to ferment. See how thick that skin is? That's why they're so pest resistant.
There are a few U-pick operations around town, but if you want to forage, you have to know where to look.
They're there. They're prolific. All over the place. Buildings, on the ground, fences.
Yards actually tend to be the places that people find them the most often because we keep our yards properly groomed.
But just because you find grapevines doesn't mean you'll find grapes. Invasives like kudzu can block out their sunlight.
Not only that, but we don't have seasonal forest fires in Florida anymore. So as a result, our forests have gotten a lot denser, especially underneath, and a lot less sunlight is able to penetrate through the canopy.
There are inherent risks to foraging, and Lippi and Kimbrell recommend going with someone who knows what they're doing. But they say there is a thrill to finding food in the wild.
It's like vegan hunting. It's like super exciting. It really is.
It's vegan hunting. Yeah. The exercise of going out and like getting your own food is uncomparable, really.
Eating a muscadine off the vine is a very different experience than eating your typical table grape from Publix. You pop the whole thing in your mouth, pull the fruit out of the skin, and spit out the seeds. Darren loves the skin, but it's an acquired taste.
Mmm. Juicy. Crunchy. Spicy. Sweet. I think I could eat my weight in grapes.
You can eat them fresh, preserve them, even pickle them, or put them in a pie. It convinced me. So I am on the hunt for some wild muscadine grapes. And after talking to Erica and Darren, I have my heart set on a muscadine pie. It's gonna take a lot of grapes though. So they told me to look for an open field and then look for a tree line along that open field. Oh my goodness, I found some. Oh wow. Oh, this is perfect. Oh wow, there's more. After foraging for more grapes around town, I met back up with Erica and Darren to bake a muscadine pie.
We made a very simple pie crust, butter, flour, a little ice water, some salt. Super easy to make your own pie crust.
Next, we separate the fruit from the hulls.
The easiest spot to split these is actually where it connects to the vine. Mm-hmm. So you have two bowls, and you're going to want to just straight up squeeze it down in there.
Hulls go in a pot covered with water. The fruit goes in a pan. Next, we cook them down for around 30 minutes, keeping an eye on the texture. Then drain and separate the seeds out with a sieve and pour the hulls and pulp into a bowl. Next, we sugar to taste.
Grapes vary in their sweetness, whether you pick them, what variety you pick, where you get them from the store.
Then we add the cornstarch and spices.
Common things people like to use, cinnamon, allspice, clove, any of the French four spices.
We pour in the filling, seal up the edges, and bake at 300 degrees until golden.
This smells so good.
They top the pie with a ginger-infused whipped cream.
The ginger is really nice. Oh my gosh. Really grapey.
Muscadine season runs through the end of September. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.
This is fantastic.